weekend. You know what I'm saying? Now, Father, what a session. So, yes. That shows us the power of connection and identity, knowing who you're connected to or connected with. You know, our apostle is a great man. And so, he talk about the city of Gonzales, but our lives can be at rest. Amen. That no matter what city and what state you reside in, because in the realm of the spirit, there is no distance. So that same apostolic grace that's upon his life goes into every city, everyone who's listening by internet or by Roku. Watch this. Who chose to submit themselves to this apostle will experience that apostolic grace across this country. So we have a lot to be thankful for. Amen. And so this will be for this session, our last session for this class. It certainly has been a pleasure sharing with you. You can never teach all of this material, but I would that you would, you know, take time. Amen. You have your book. You have to take time and dig yourself. You know, be like the Berean Christians. Search the things out that you've heard. And I realize that I may not have taught you everything, but I don't have to. I'll give you enough to cause you to dig. See, we follow. I teach the same thing in my own ministry with apostle teaching. I have people outline his tapes on Sundays and Wednesdays and walk in the church and preach it like it's mine. Why? Well, that's what you're supposed to do. So for these next few minutes, Apostle, have prayed. I just want to give you this final piece of information in the time that I have allotted, because I think it's important to moving in the gifts of revelation and prophecy. I say it's important. And what I want to close with, let me see what page it's on in your books. Page 40. But I might even have to go farther down. Now, y'all, remember, we've been talking about the four realms of the prophetic flow. The four realms of the prophetic flow. What is the first one? The spirit of prophecy. The spirit of prophecy, the very lowest level. And at that level, all you need is a conducive atmosphere in order for you to prophesy or to become involved with the prophetic flow. We said the next realm of the prophetic flow is the resident gift, right? The resident gift, right? And now we also said that the first one can also be called the Holy Spirit's mantle, right? All right. Number two, we have the resident gift. We say with the resident gift, you're not depending on the atmosphere. You're filled with the Holy Spirit. So all you need to do is stir up the gift. I mean, if things ain't working right, just stick with it. Now, we all know when you begin to pray in the spirit, your mind on pork and beans and what went wrong at work. Come on. Yeah, my child didn't make an A today. I'm just saying, when you start off praying in the spirit, your mind all over the place. But as you begin to tap in, right, your mind begins, soul, mind begins to settle down, right? And you begin to what? Focus. And now you can get on in. So when you have the resident gift, you're not depending on a conducive atmosphere, right? So that was the second realm of the prophetic flow. And the third realm is, the ministry of the prophet, which is man in function. Huh? All right. Now, we say just because you can prophesy don't necessarily mean you're a prophet. But all prophets prophesy regularly, right? We also said concerning the ministry of the prophet, there are four manifestations of the Holy Spirit that functions in your life consistently and on a constant basis. Watch this for you to. All right. Let's go here, because this is really what I want to share. you cannot step into the ministry gift of a prophet. That's a calling. Now, don't listen to people who say, you're a prophet, girl, because you prophesied. Because, see, this is why the church is in shipwreck, because we don't have government in order. The church is the only place that want government in order. Amen.
Amen.
You can't go work for Burger King and talk about I'm coming here and make it in Mickey D suit. The church is the only place where I find people come to tell us what they're going to do. No, I'm just being real. Come on now. And when you have delegated authority, they talking to your delegated authority like they don't have no brains. So that's why I'm sharing this, because I want you to understand, just because we're teaching you to get involved in prophesying, all of you should desire to prophesy. It must be a desire. I'm listening to me online. You must desire spiritual gifts. Covet earnestly. You understand? You must desire. You cannot function. You know, if there's no desire, you're not going to even begin to try to flow. You understand? Let's quit making prophesying like it's something, you know, woo. No, it's not woo. It's natural. It's like the air you breathe.
Yeah.
It's like your heart beating. You understand what I'm saying? You understand? You have the Holy Spirit. The spirit of prophecy is the testimony of Jesus Christ. When you're operating just in that prophetic flow where you're prophesying, you can only function in this with this realm: exhortation, edification, and comfort. That's it. You don't predict. Hello. You understand? You don't get in prediction. Prophesying ain't predicting. I'm trying to show you the difference. See, that's why people get in trouble, because they don't understand what? Divine order.
Yeah.
The purpose of prophesying is not for you. Don't see, it's the ministry gift. It's the ministry of the prophet.
Yes.
That goes into the other realms, that talks about things to come. Mm-hmm. Come on now. Mm-hmm. That can go forth in judgment.
Mm-hmm.
But it comes through development. Mm-hmm. All right, y'all ready for this? Jeremiah, according to Jeremiah 1:5, say, God say, before I formed you in your mother's womb, I knew you.
Mm-hmm.
I knew you. And I ordain you to be a prophet to the nations. Come on now. I'm the one called you. And whoever God calls, he anoints. But watch this. Even when you're called from the foundation of the word to be an apostle, you still got to go through training.
That's right.
Training is for reigning.
That's right. That's right.
Are y'all with me? So it's very important for you here and online. You don't get involved with the prophetic flow, begin to prophesy, and all of a sudden you're wonder and amazement. No, the simple gift of prophecy is for those three things: exhortation, edification, and comfort. Now, when it's the ministry gift, the fivefold ministry gift, and God calls you to stand in the office, you understand, that ministry of a prophet, there are these four things that you will see regularly: the word of knowledge, the word of wisdom, discerning of spirits, and prophecy. I did say consistent, and I did say regularly. You understand that? And watch this, the impact that they have. See, first of all, you can't treat a prophet like he's just a regular person.
Right.
Can't treat an apostle like he's a regular person. Right. These men are really Christ to us.
Right.
I think someone had a question and they say to me, elaborate a little bit more. Jesus stood in all fivefold ministry offices. You understand that? He stood in the office of an apostle. Huh? Prophet. Now you have to study the scriptures. I believe it was Paul say, consider the high priest of your profession or confession. Huh? Talking about Jesus being an apostle. Consider the apostle and high priest, it says. You understand? So we know he stood as an apostle. Well, you can't train what you ain't. That makes sense, huh? Where they come from? You know he was a prophet. The Bible says a prophet like unto Moses, I'm going to raise up. I want you to hear him. Talking about Jesus. Right? So we knew he was an apostle. We knew he was a prophet. We also knew he was an evangelist. You understand that? Now, you know, see, evangelist is just not title. You got to have something packing. Signs, wonders, and miracles follow the evangelist.
That's right.
You want to know how I know? Philip went down to Samaria and preached Christ. And when he preached Christ, unclean spirits was coming out. People were getting healed. Mm-hmm. Evil spirit. All right. Later on, he's called Philip the evangelist. Mm-hmm. All right. See, and then, you know, Jesus was the shepherd of the sheep. Yeah. Pastor. A pastor is a shepherd. You see, most time when you run into an apostle walking in off, you know, standing in that flow, and he rubbing you up, and it seemed like he roughing you up. And, you know, that's not the pastoral side.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying? Shepherds are caretakers. They take care of the sheep. Jesus said the people look like a sheep having no shepherd. When you don't have a shepherd, you don't have no voice. You don't have no direction. You understand what I'm saying? All right. And then we know he was the master teacher.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He did more teaching in their synagogues. Yes. So he stood in all five. So now, under the new covenant, he gave gifts to men. He gave some to be.
Yes.
One-fifth apostles.
Yes.
You know, the second-fifth prophets. The third evangelists. The fourth pastors. The fifth teachers. What that simply means is when he calls someone and appoints them to stand as an apostle, you listening to me? They function as he did in his apostolic ministry in the earth. You understand that? When he calls someone as a prophet, they stand in that particular function just like Elijah, just like Moses. Come on, just like Samuel. See, listen what I'm saying. They all had their own order. But at the end of the day, when you study them all conglomerately, corporately, huh? Whatever you saw manifesting in those prophets' life was all summed up in him.
Yes. That's good.
You understand that? So we can see those manifestations today.
Yes.
You understand? As a pastor, you know, Jesus loved the sheep.
Yes.
He done shed his blood. So God said, I'm going to give you pastors after my own heart.
That's right.
I'm going to give somebody to love you like I love you.
That's right.
But y'all know what the problem is, huh? Sheep won't run the pastor. So pastors got to understand their role in government. You're there to be a caretaker, but don't make them make you an undertaker. Y'all understand that vernacular, right?
Yes.
Y'all understand that?
Yes,
so all of those different aspects, Jesus stood in all fivefold, but he only gave some to be. And the reason he gave some to be is he knew that in order for those ministry gifts to fully represent him, they all had to be connected.
Yes, Lord.
That's why he put in the church first apostles, saying, okay, y'all all want to flow. Get with him first, because all of the other gifts and giftings and the order in which Jesus built his church, study the Bible.
Yes.
Jesus only trained apostles.
Yes.
12 men he trained and they became apostles.
Yes. Yes.
Y'all understand that?
Yes.
I hope y'all enjoyed this class. Y'all have a wonderful holiday season, and we look forward to being with our apostle for next semester.
Amen.
Like Bugs Bunny, that's all, folks.